This is Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia, and the Onmo Radio News Update at 8. I'm Gamain Gaya. Good morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stressed the need for his country and ECOWAS states to work together for the betterment of both nations and the world at large. Mr. Netanyahu said he believes in Africa and its potential, saying that Africa is on the rise, therefore it was important to seize the opportunity and advance. The Israeli Prime Minister spoke yesterday when he addressed the ECOWAS 51st summit held at the Farmington Hotel at the Rabat International Airport, the RIA. Mr. Netanyahu said one of his country's priorities is to engage Africa in all areas of development.
Today we seek to share our experience with the governments and peoples of Africa. ECOWAS' mission is to increase peace and prosperity by harnessing Africa's vast resources. I came to Africa last year, to East Africa. I saw these resources firsthand. I saw diversity and richness. I saw passion and activity. I saw young African entrepreneurs who are building companies, harnessing the power of the digital age. Africans are seizing the future. Israel wants to seize this future with you. You truly have no better partner for this mission than Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said there is a lot that Africa stands to benefit, including a thriving democracy in the heart of the Middle East and economic power, among others. Meanwhile, President Edin Johnson Sirleaf has described the hosting of the 51st Ordinary Summit of Authority of Heads of States and Government as great victory for Liberia. According to the Liberian leader, hosting of ECOWAS Summit in Liberia demonstrates the strength, steadfastness, and resilience of Liberians to overcome the difficulties and reclaim its rightful role within the Committee of Nations. President Sirleaf said it is important that the mediation effort of ECOWAS is continued with solidarity to ensure peace and democracy within the West African nations. She added that peace is key to promoting development, and as such, all African nations must work together to curb any further expansion of terrorism within the sub-region. Christian and Muslim communities, including traditional chiefs, women, and youth groups, have pledged their support to the ongoing Prevail Ebola Natural History Study. According to the chief imam of Liberia, Ali Krahi, the ongoing Ebola vaccine study provides a better option for Liberia and the global community to deal with the threat of Ebola. Speaking at the National Consultative Stakeholders Meeting on the Ebola History Study, Prevail 5 imam Krahi thanked the effort of the Liberia Crusaders for Peace and Prevail for undertaking the initiative. This news is coming to you from Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. World leaders have condemned Saturday's London terror attack, which left 7 people dead and more than 30 injured. President Emmanuel Macron said France, which had 4 citizens injured in the attack, was more than ever at Britain's side. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said his prayers and resolute solidarity were with the British people. Mr. Turnbull said one Australian was in hospital and another was affected by the attack. The person in hospital is believed to be 31-year-old Candice Hedge. ABC quoted a friend as saying she was stabbed in the neck but was not in danger. Finally, police in the Philippines say they have identified an attacker who killed at least 36 people when he set fire to a casino in Manila on Friday. They said he was a Filipino, Jesse Carlos, who had heavy gambling debts and was not a terrorist. Manila's police chief told reporters that the attack was believed to have been carried out by only one person. Carlos was found dead several hours after the attack. That's the Onmo Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmo, you can log on to www.onmo.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmo2003, or twitter/onmo news. I am Gamain Gaya. Good morning.